Desolation held Gideon still. The gorse crunched and swayed. Gideon's attention fixed on a spider's web. A huge cob of silver concentric spun between one bush and the next. First, its tracery of droplets shivered and fell. Then it exploded into rags. Gideon's dog, a fat border collie deemed too brainless to herd even the docile local sheep, shot out of the thicket. She raced past her master without a second glance and vanished off into the mist. The sound abruptly stopped. Then it boiled up again, closer than any beast's natural movement could account for. A howl, a wail, a shriek like the painful opening up of the earth. Gideon's useless dog had abandoned him, but her terror at least had awakened his own. He sucked in one lung-clenching gasp of the fog, and he ran. The dark police house lay a mile outside the village. The shortest way to it was straight down the track from the hurlers' stone circles. But Gideon hadn't taken that route, some instinct of evasion sending him plunging across the stretch of broken rocks to the south of the crack. Only a man who'd grown up here could have crossed these barrens in one piece. As it was, he was grazed from a fall, soaked to the skin with brackish water from the peat ponds. He was fit, but his breath was scraping harshly in his chest. He took the stile from the moor into the lane,